I came to play.
There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
I came to
you
play.
Can say goodbye to the good old days. They're never coming back. Watch your future
fade.
Welcome to season three of We Came to Play. Yes, within a year, we're already at three seasons. It's remarkable how that works. We're back after a long, long holiday hiatus in which many games were played by all of our wonderful hosts. I'm your host as always. This week, RPG Lord, because I'm too sick to be Whiskey Nick, and because Rox told me I'm not allowed to drink on the show anymore. We'll see how long that lasts. With me, as always, is my co-host in crime, The Rock.
Hello. I think you already broke your rule because you got whiskey in your hot chocolate.
That's not enough to get me drunk. It's to make me able to talk for this because my throat was pretty phlegmy and gross. I needed alcohol to make it better.
Yeah, some people use throat lozenges. You just go for the whiskey.
A throat lozenge only works for like 20 minutes. A shot of whiskey, that'll clear you up for hours. In this case, it was more than a shot, but nevertheless.
I'm so glad you have kids.
Yes, I'm a role model for the entire planet. Also with us, as always, is MSG, the smartest man in podcasting. How are you, MSG?
I want to be a co-host of crime.
You're also a co-host of crime, but you're the smartest co-host of crime.
I'm that guy that sits in the van and hacks into the enemy's computers.
Does that mean I'm the muscle?
Actually, I guess by default, Rock, you are the muscle, yeah. Because I don't really know. The mouthpiece, maybe? Do you need a mouthpiece in a crime syndicate?
You're just a leader. You'd, like, hold everything together.
I'm Fat Tony. Okay.
Yep.
And you guys are legs and not legs.
Can I be clamps?
Clamps. Yes, Rock, you can be clamps. Our guest host this week is a guest host everyone's familiar with, but he's a little more sober this time. It's our good friend, the ever-loving, Batman-loving, great, excellent guy, Big Bob.
What happened last night? I don't remember anything. Something about Batman and Skyrim, and I think I woke up with a pineapple on my desk. I don't know.
That is excellent, Big Bob. That episode was like a month and a half ago. That was one hell of a bender you went on.
Yeah, that was a hell of a hangover you must have.
What? I don't know where I am. I think I had... Why do I still have this apartment? I think I lost the rent or...
Live on location from the slums. It's Big Bob. Somehow with his computer. But anyways... On from the introductions to stuff that actually happened. No award show this week, people. I know everyone really enjoyed that last time, but it's a new year, and we've got to talk about new things to lead up to next year's award show and to our gigantic E3 extravaganza, which is now only a couple months away. God knows you all can't wait for 17 hours of live wall-to-wall coverage with Endgamer Yoblazer and the We Came to Play crew, providing that they even want to do that again this year. And I think Carl might have been there, too. I can't remember.
We did that last year?
This was before you were one of the three-headed hosting crime beast, MSG.
Before I merged into the chimera of WCTP.
Yes. Okay.
I thought we were more of like a Cerberus. Three-headed dog.
Okay, it doesn't matter. I mean, you're a valid opinion, Rock, and I respect everything you have to say.
I am a valid opinion.
You are a valid opinion, and I am certainly not going to discredit anything you say this season, because I would not want to disrespect and stuff all you mean to We Came to Play and to me as my co-host, Rock. I truly value you.
This is so bad.
No, this is the new... This every season we have to have a new format. This season's format is respecting The Rock. For now. Our releases this week, which one do we want to start with, guys? Do we want to start with the best one, or the worst one, or the one that I care about?
The most middle one.
The most middle one. I think we'll get the most middling opinions about NFL Blitz. Came out a couple weeks ago now, but we haven't been doing We Came to Play, so we'll talk about it now. It hit PSN and Xbox Live Arcade a few weeks ago. It's basically the same NFL Blitz you know and love from the N64 with up-resed graphics added online and a couple bonus features. Rock, did you pick this up or give it a look at all?
No, I didn't give it a look because I wasn't really familiar with the re-release for it up until you mentioned it, and that wasn't that long ago, and I've kind of held off on buying any DLC right now.
Fair enough. MSG, have you given NFL Blitz even a glance?
I have, but no late hits, no buy.
Oh, MSG, you're such a friggin' party pooper. Why is that such a big deal to you?
That's the best part about NFL Blitz. I got one for N64, and that's all I did was jump routes in the air for passes and knock people out of the air. And as soon as the whistle blew, just go into their huddle and just maul everyone.
Yeah, but that's not actually like affecting any kind of real gameplay. It doesn't affect the game itself. It's just a little bonus thing that they took out.
NFL Blitz is not a game I really play for gameplay. It's one I want to maul as many people as possible.
Now you're even more motivated to maul during the play, though. Think about how much more you need to destroy that quarterback because you can't do it after the play.
Or in the huddle. I don't think you can do it in the huddle anymore, can you?
No.
See? It's just terrible.
Well, after we get Big Bob's opinion, I'll tell you why you're wrong for not wanting it. Big Bob, do you care about NFL Blitz at all?
Not particularly, but I will say I'm more interested in it than any real sports game.
Oh, that's a good point. Real sports games suck, definitely. Well, not all of them, but hits and blitz and whatever the golf equivalent of it is, birdies, I guess. That'd be a good game. Tiger Woods is birdies, and it's just like full contact golf. I would play that. But anyways,
Lee Trevino's putting challenge.
Lee Carvello.
I can imagine.
Was it?
It was Lee Carvello.
Imagine a game where you have to hit the other opponents with their ball so you can ricochet into the hole.
Oh, 200 points are hitting him right in the nuts.
Yep.
Arg, my groin! Since none of you played NFL Blitz or being close-minded sissies because of no late hits, I will rant and rave about how this is the best NFL Blitz to date. Why? Because it has online. Such a wonderful feature. There is no more satisfying feeling than being up 55-7 against some guy and having him rage quit while saying, "Nigger, nigger, nigger, you're such a nigger. What a nigger. Fag, 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 fag." And that's all they say. Probably didn't make online sound like a good thing there. Let me try again. It's a really good game because of the customized rosters. You get player cards. You can have anyone play for any team. My team, the Buffalo Bills, has Tim Tebow. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Tim Tebow plays with Calvin Johnson and other such superstars. So, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. It's a really good game. The online is fun when people aren't rage quitting, but that's every online experience, basically, with random players. The late hits being gone, I honestly didn't notice after the first game. I got so used to playing it. The gameplay is everything you remember from the N64 otherwise. I highly recommend it, though. At $15, it's a pretty expensive DLC title.
I think it's because it came out so late into the season, because I've already kind of transitioned out of football mode with the college football done, because I don't give a shit about the Patriots and Giants. So if it would have came out like in October, or maybe even November, I think I would have gotten on the train.
Well, in a couple of months, I'm sure it'll be discounted heavily, and then people can pick it up then. And I'll be waiting with my team of all max dips.
If they do roster updates, I'd probably look into it.
They might. They are doing roster updates for NBA Jam now, so I don't see why they wouldn't for Blitz. But who knows?
Oh, that's good.
Our next release, do we want to go with... I think we'll go with Choplifter HD. Get to the chopper! in HD. I know nothing about this game and only added it for its title. Did any of you see or play anything? Rock, I think you mentioned seeing it.
Yes, I actually seen them doing this is on Rooster Teeth's YouTube page. And it's pretty simple game. Basically, you move across a 2D plane back and forth, and you have to pick up people, but along the way, you know, you got rockets firing at you and tanks coming at you, so you got to gun them down. You have to pick up people, and you have to keep the people safe so they don't get gunned down by terrorists. It's a pretty simple concept, but it might be a fun game to try. I don't know what the pricing is on it. Like, if it's a $5 game, it might be worth it. $10, probably not. I don't know. I'd have to find out more about it.
So how many get to the choppers out of 5 would you give it based on what you saw?
Based on what I saw, I'd give it a 3.5.
3.5 get to the chopper. And a half, I guess. MSG, yeah, any interest in getting to the chopper?
IGN gave it an 8.
Ooh, IGN. Well, they're a intelligent group.
Of course.
Big Bob is telling me that half star ratings are not allowed. Big Bob, you want to give a better rating for Get to the Chopper HD?
Didn't play out of 5.
Excellent. How is that better than a half star?
Because it tells you more about the game. I don't know what the difference is between 3.5 stars and 4 stars, but I do know the difference between 4 stars and did not play out of 5.
That is a valid point, Big Bob. Thank you for your insight. Let's move on to the 2 releases for the week that really matter and actually came out this week. Rock, you got Soul Calibur 5, right?
Yes,
then
I did.
Give us your early opinions on it.
Well, I've gotten to... I checked out a little bit of the single player, and I did, I think, 4 matches online. And the good news is, if you're into online play, this is probably the smoothest online play I've done in a fighting game. There's no lag input that I could feel whatsoever. I got my ass kicked in 3 of the 4 matches and I won 1, so, but it wasn't like, you know, because the game was lagging out or it was having input issues or anything like that. The single player is really bare bones though, and a lot of people reported that so far. There's just a storyline mode where you play as a handful of characters and you have the storyline is produced through storyboard drawings rather than, you know, animated cutscenes or even still images. And the characters you play as, I don't give a shit about them. I only play as Ezio so far. And the tower, there's like the tower mode, you know, where you go through like 6 opponents and then fight Nightmare and then you finish that. And I did that, but it's like, I would only recommend the game right now to anyone who's big into online fighting, because there's not enough in terms of single player to make it worthwhile. It's a good game. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the huge button input things, but I'm getting better at it. I'm kind of figuring it out, figuring out how to use different attacks to counter stuff. And it's real counter heavy, which I like. But it's not a game I would recommend for anyone without an online connection.
So, like, nobody at this point, then, because I don't think anyone buys fighting games to play them by themselves, really.
Well, you could play locally, I guess.
Locally, yeah. If you play with your friends at home, like Murr and anyone else that still likes to do that, but unfortunately it's not an option most of the time. So they took out, like, I know I haven't played a Soul Calibur since 3, but I remember them having a big, like, RPG mode in that, where you went all over a world map and everything. They didn't do that this time?
No, there's nothing like that in this game.
Oh, that really stinks. I actually enjoyed quite a bit making my created guy and having an army and everything. Like, it was kind of like playing Ogre Battle in Soul Calibur.
Yeah, it's like they really bare bones the single player, but they put a lot of effort into the online multiplayer. Like, there's different modes, there's a real cool thing where you plop down into this like area based on where you're located geographically, and there can be like 100 people in there, or there can be just like 4 or 5, and you just move your icon into 2 different categories, either into a tournament or free play. You move your icon over and you start, and you can fight people as long as you want until you move your icon back out, and then you can wait and see who else is coming in and talk to them and everything. So it's a real neat feature, I think.
All right. MSG, are you at all interested in Soul Calibur 5?
No, I've pretty much just zoned out the last 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Hey, screw you. How about that? I had good informations.
He did actually have some quality information that was both useful and of quality.
I'm just not a fighting game person.
Fair enough. I'm pretty
Yeah,
sure.
Just play Skyrim for another 2 months. How about that?
Will do.
All right.
Rock, I don't think that works. I think he likes Skyrim.
That's all he plays is Skyrim. For like 5 weeks. What are you playing this week? Skyrim.
Oh, evidently it's a very large game. Since MSG has nothing to say about Soul Calibur, Big Bob, do you have anything to say about Soul Calibur?
Well, I was big into Soul Calibur 2. I skipped Soul Calibur 3. So I thought Soul Calibur 4 was a piece of crap, and so I'm not even going to bother with Soul Calibur 5.
Oh, okay. So only Rock likes Soul Calibur. Well, I shouldn't say I don't like Soul Calibur. I'm just not a huge fighting game person either. But Soul Calibur was definitely always near the top of the fighting genre for me because it's a very smooth experience. I enjoyed the move sets for the most part, and fairly easy to play button mashing, I would say, though not a good way to be an expert at it.
I like BlazBlue better.
Ah, Blaz, blah, blah. BlazBlue. BlazBlue? I don't know why I said Blaz.
Batman Blade.
Batman Blade?
Well, they're coming out with BlazBlue Persona 4 Edition later this year, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, dear God.
Or like Borsona.
Oh!
Oh, air high five.
Yeah, high five. Oh, there was something else I was going to say about Soul Calibur, and I can't for the life of me remember. Oh, how is the character creation in it?
I really haven't done a lot with it other than I went in there and I kept hitting the random button to see what I could get.
Does it
but
look fairly extensive?
It looks like there's a decent amount to it. Actually, you start out with about 75% of it unlocked. But it's another stupid thing about the single player, though, is that they don't tell you how to unlock other stuff. Like, I'm just sitting there playing, and all of a sudden, oh, you unlocked a title. I'm like, okay. That's super.
Well, to be fair, Rock, back in the 90s, no one ever told you how to unlock anything.
How the hell do I get Ermac and Reptile and all of them?
Exactly. Luck of the draw. Or, you know, knowing someone who had the internet. This week's other big release, maybe people will care a little bit more about this one. I know I sure do. Final Fantasy 13 2, which I'm calling Game of the Year so far.
Wow, really?
So
that's
far.
That's a
yep.
pretty
Game of the Year so far.
High honor.
Yeah, 1 month in, Game of the Year. I'm just saying, being the only game I've played. Big Bob, go to hell. That's not an answer. It came out last year. It can't be Game of the Year. Did any of you pick up 13-2? I know you didn't. You didn't yet, Rock.
No, I haven't yet. I still got it on pre-order at GameStop, but I haven't picked it up.
That's great. You haven't played 13 yet either, right?
No, I played 13.
You didn't finish 13.
Yeah, I got finished a little bit of it.
Okay. Big Bob, are you playing 13-2?
Hell no.
Okay. MSG. Are you playing 13-2?
Hell no.
Fuck!
Hey, you guys are like way too mean about it. You're
Jesus
like...
Christ. Before I start ranting and raving about why this game is amazing, Big Bob, why do you not want to play it?
It's boring.
You haven't even played it.
I played the demo. That was enough. It's boring.
Well, at least you played
at least
the demo.
You played the demo. Okay, it's boring. MSG, what are your reasons for not wanting it?
I haven't played the first one.
Okay, well, that's fairly valid. Rock, you're...
Boring.
What was that? What?
Batman! Batman!
Final Fantasy 13 was boring, too.
I don't like you anymore, Big Bob. You were a lot more fun when you were screaming about Batman.
Why do you guys keep being a Batman? I mean, screaming about Bioshock Infinite as well.
Yeah, no one remembers that, though. To be fair, I don't remember most of that episode. Rock, you're at least more open-minded about 13-2. Why do you want to play it?
Well, as the main thing about 13 was that I enjoyed the gameplay, and I enjoyed the characters for the most part. There's some hit or miss, and I thought it had a really great design, like not just level design, but overall design to it. But I just really hated the story. Like, I found the story to be really boring and really hard to follow, and I just didn't care about anything that happened encompassing it. The individual characters were good. Like, I liked Lightning. I liked how Snow was kind of an idiot. And, Saz was pretty cool, too. So, when they initially announced Final Fantasy 13 2, the reason why I was excited for it was because I thought they were going to fix a few of the elements that they kind of had going against it. Like, I'm not too against linearity, but that game was kind of like too linear for my taste. And it's like, so it sounded like they were going to fix everything. And the only thing that's got me apprehensive and why I'm holding off on it right now is because everyone's saying it's one of the worst stories ever in Final Fantasy. And that really bothers me because that was one of the biggest problems I had with 13.
Okay, now, let me tell you a little thing about our good friend the internet. Horrible, horrible, horrible place where only the people who have a negative opinion are loud. Unless everyone uniformly loves something like Skyrim, all you will hear is negative. I did not have a single problem with 13's story. I didn't have a problem with anything in 13 except for the first half of the game being a straight line, which was admittedly bad. But everything else was fine. It was better than Final Fantasy XII by so much I can't even measure it by any means known to humanity. It was certainly better than Final Fantasy XIV, though that doesn't take much. 13-2 so far from what I've played. I can see where the story is going to be confusing and convoluted, because time travel is how the game is working, and God knows that works out never, unless you're Chrono Trigger.
Or Radiant Historia.
Or Radiant, that's true. Radiant Historia did time
Doctor
travel pretty well. Doctor Who is not a video game.
I don't care.
Okay. Anyways, the story doesn't seem that bad. The voice acting is very good again. I haven't played enough to give an honest opinion on the characters, but we'll say this: they killed my favorite character about 4 seconds into the game, and I did not like that at all.
Not the chocobo chick.
No, I
Oh,
don't know.
good.
No.
Thank God. The frocobo.
Saz had a Frocobo.
I know, that was the best character in the game.
The Frocobo?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to assume it's dead.
No!
But no, the game is good. They start you off with paradigms this time, so you're not doing the first 6 hours of the game just hitting X. You actually can switch it up and do stuff, and the monster hunting and capturing thing is actually pretty cool, especially for those of you who like Pokemon. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, everyone on board 8. Except for Big Bob, who's.
What happened? I heard Pokemon.
I'm tired of Pokemon. No more. I'm
I
done.
was talking with the monster hunting in Final Fantasy 13 2 MSG, which is a lot like
Oh, that's
Pokemon.
dumb.
We're supposed to be unbiased. Well, okay, not unbiased. We're definitely supposed to be biased. We're supposed to have an open mind here before we judge something, MSG. You can't just say it's dumb without. And I don't know. Stop saying it's dumb. It's a good game.
I'm gamist. I have an excuse.
I think it's going to be a good game. I just kind of hold it off right now
They
because
fixed a lot of the problems with 13, and I mean, if you didn't like the story in 13, you probably won't like the story in this one, I guess, because you didn't like the story in, like, I don't. Not every story is for everyone, but they fixed all the issues I can see with gameplay that people had, because the maps aren't a straight line anymore, which seemed to be everyone's complaint, was the maps were a straight line. They aren't.
I remember someone made a topic about how, oh no, now the maps are too complicated. I was looking at him going, no, those actually seem about right for a map. You've played the game. Is there a reward for exploration? Like, do you find stuff a lot when you
There's
go off the beaten
treasure
path?
all over the place and stuff, and you can actually, interact with NPCs all over the place, and different things are going on. I haven't gotten far enough to say it's all like that, but what I've played so far, like, there's a town, and you do stuff and
There's
things.
side quests. I remember
You
that from
can
the demo.
you're you have a mog who follows you around, and his pom-pom lights up if you come near hidden treasure and stuff. So exploring will pay off because you can find stuff. There's definitely an exploration factor to this game. I'm very disappointed that everyone's writing it off because it's clearly game of the year to this point.
I can't write it off until I play it, unlike these turds.
Well, to be fair, I write off everything. I wrote off Skyrim, so I can see why they're both mad at me.
I played like 15 hours of Final Fantasy 13, and I got bored and started playing that stupid Zelda block game. 3D Duck Game Heroes. I enjoyed that a lot more.
That was a good game, but too many people gave up on 13 in the first... Well, I admit it's stupid to have the first 15 hours of your game be kind of dull.
Very 13-hour tutorial.
Very, very bad way to draw people in, but if you actually went past it, it was a very good game. But I can see where a lot of people had issues. So that covers our releases this week. Everyone should try 13-2 and Soul Calibur 5, because Rock likes it. And get to the Chopper HD. Also NFL Blitz. Get all the games we talked about. They're all great. Buy all of them. I know Board 8's got a lot of money.
Was that even the name of it? I thought it was like Chopper Lift or something.
Choplifter HD. I'm not actually recommending anyone buy that, because I haven't played it, and all I know is that you pick up people with a helicopter. Now we can move on to stuff where MSG and Big Bob won't be dicks. Our news. Our first news item, and I think I'm going to start with Big Bob on this one, because I think he might care. We have DLC for Batman Arkham City, the Gotham City Imposters.
This is the first I've heard of it.
This is the first you've heard of it. It's a standalone game.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, is this that iPad game?
No, it's like a Team Fortress 2 style first-person game.
Yes.
Class-based.
So I can't beat people up.
Yeah, you can beat people up.
Not as Batman.
Yeah, you're imposter characters. You're like, there's a heavy, and there's like a stealth-based one, and there's a... I don't know what the other two classes are, but it's basically based on Team Fortress 2, but using Batman-themed stuff.
I will reserve judgment until I see more.
Well, go look at more, because you're not going to pay attention to the rest of the show anyways.
But Big Bob's been paying attention. He just doesn't care.
Yep.
Damn, fuck you, Big Bob. You... Dirty son of a bitch. I bring you on here last second out of the kindness of my heart and not having another guest, and this is how you repay me. I'll keep this in mind.
We got the wrong big guy. We should have gotten Big Pun instead.
Pun didn't want to come on here. He doesn't like video games. Or have money to pay for them.
Well, he lives within like 200 miles of me. If you try to contact him, I'm sure I'd find him and take his place.
Okay. So, does no one care about the Gotham City Imposters DLC? MSG, you like Team Fortress, right?
Yeah, I applied for the beta yesterday, but I haven't been accepted yet.
Those sons of bitches. So, this is exactly like Team Fortress?
That's what someone told me, and when I looked at it, it's not as similar to Team Fortress. It seems like people's standalone abilities, like for the classes, aren't as unique as they were in Team Fortress 2. Like, your game would completely change depending on who you were playing as. This one looks more first-person shooter-y. Like, it really does concentrate on guns and stuff, but other than that, Team Fortress 2 is a very good descriptor of what it's like.
Alright. Rock, are you looking forward to this game?
Not really, because, you know, it's a, I guess I'm kind of falling out of it with the first-person genre, except for the only real first-person shooter I care about right now is Halo 4, and we got no information about it, so it's like, this doesn't do anything for me.
Ooh, I bet Master Chief will be in it. Does that count as information? No?
I assume that... Oh, Cortana might be in it, too.
Okay, excellent. We're not talking about Halo right now. Okay, so Gotham City Imposters next week. Look out for that, people. I thought Big Bob would have cared more, but apparently his Batman love is only for Batman and nothing else in the Batman universe.
That's correct.
Okay. Kingdoms of Amalur is out next week, and this is the game that Kurt Schilling made. So, not only has he won World Series for the worst team in the history of baseball, he's now made a game that has some sort of day one DLC that everyone's pissed off about. Rock, can you tell me why people are pissed off about that?
I wasn't even
MSG,
familiar
can
with
you
the day
tell
one
me
DLC.
Why people are pissed off about that?
I wasn't aware of any DLC day one this.
Big Bob, can you tell me why everyone is pissed off about that?
Batman!
Alright. So anyways, Kingdoms of Amalur has a... MSG, I need you to talk about Kingdoms of Amalur for like 2 minutes while I find out why this was a thing I mentioned earlier.
Okay.
Have you actually played the demo?
No.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay.
I have.
Okay, go. You talk.
It's basically Fable. Oops. I just unplugged my microphone from something else. That doesn't matter. It's basically Fable.
Fable.
With a little bit of Dragon Age conversation wheels thrown in, along with Skyrim type item system.
Yay, Skyrim.
Are you literally reading Icehawk's topic right now? Because that's the exact same thing he put in there.
Is it? No, I'm thinking of this off the top of my head. But there's a neat little thing with the item system in that whenever you get something, if it's worthless to you, you can stick it in a junk pile, and then you press one button and you can sell everything in your junk pile. And that is something I can't believe no other game has done, because it sounds extremely useful.
Mm-hmm. I only played the demo to get that free stuff for Mass Effect 3.
Me too. As soon as if you have 45 minutes from this point, I just plugged in my controller. I just plugged in my controller and just laid it down. Yep.
I'll just stare at this wall for the next 45 minutes. And then, stupid, I walked away for like an hour, came back. There's a 20-minute warning that comes
up.
Yeah.
Luckily, I was actually paying attention, because I only got stuck on that screen for like a minute and a half, so.
I feel bad, because it's like, I don't think there's anything really bad about the game, but it just feels so unoriginal.
Okay. Like, yeah. I found out what the problem is with the DLC. It doesn't appear to be much of a problem.
Okay.
Hey!
It's day one DLC that is free, so I'm not sure why people were making a big deal out of it. I take back everything I said. Kurt Schilling clearly knows what he's doing and has written a lengthy paragraph here describing how he is helping the gamer in all caps. My God, Kurt Schilling uses a lot of caps.
There's one of those things that where you have to put in a code or something to get the free DLC.
You answered your own question earlier. The internet is full of people that will take negative opinions about every single little thing.
I should have read more about this. This is almost as bad as Portal selling 8 million copies in 2 minutes, or whatever it was.
The free DLC item is a bloody sock.
No, it unlocks... It's your online pass or something.
Oh, people always bitch about
the House of Valor faction quest or something. It also unlocks your bonus Mass Effect 3 N7 inspired Shepard's Battle Armor. See reverse side for more information. Reverse side. For technical support, please... Oh, never mind. Sorry. I was just reading it word for word.
Wait, no, we might need some support here.
No. Don't need any technical support. So you guys were talking about Kingdoms of Amalur. I wasn't listening. Is everyone hyped for this?
We were pretty well done.
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was just, like I just said earlier, it's like, it's just so unoriginal. It's just like, unoriginal.
Original. Let's be honest here. Everything's stolen.
No, you can still have some level of originality. There's unique IPs still out there. I mean, they always borrow elements, but this game feels like it's like copy-pasted completely from other games.
Gotcha. Our next news item, little tiny one, just... Quick reminder for anyone who hasn't already picked up Bastion. It is 50% off next week or this week, Rock?
This week.
I believe this week.
This week. So it is only $7.50 this week. And everyone I know that's played Bastion loved it. I wish they would bring it out on PS3 so I could play it. I want this game. But fuck them in their 360 or Steam for people who like their PC gaming. Not me. So yeah, Bastion 50% off this week. Pick it up, people. Why is Asura's Wrath? Oh, Asura's Wrath is out in a few weeks. The demo was out recently. I hated it.
I love the
demo. It's pretty awful. Well,
I love the demo so much. It is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I was laughing my ass off the entire time I was playing it.
Okay, so Big Bob appreciated it for its terribleness. I see.
I'm not going to buy the game at all. Hell no. But
okay.
I've showed this demo to everyone I know because it's so funny. We just all laugh our asses off. The dialogue is so bad. The action is just so over the top and stupid in that awesome Dragon Ball Z kind of way. We think it's hilarious.
That's basically all I could say about the game, except that I would have put a more negative spin on it. MSG, do you have anything to add to that?
No, pretty good. Described it.
Rock, I'm sure you're actually looking forward to this game, right?
I don't even know what the hell this game is.
Beautiful.
It's QuickTime Event, the game.
It's Dynasty Warriors meets God of War meets only QuickTime Events.
But I mean, was there like hype for it? Or like people before the game
ice got the demo?
It was
that's
a,
all.
It was a big E3 title. Everyone saw it and thought it looked amazing.
There was Ice Hawk hype. And then he played the demo and there was no more Ice Hawk hype.
I'm not listening to Ice Hawk. He recommended me L.A. Noire and Deus Ex, and I didn't like either of those games.
It's true. Ice Hawk is a terrible person for recommending games, though I do appreciate that he recommends literally every single game. Every single
game. As long as it's on the Xbox.
As long as it came out on Xbox Live, yes. If it's a DLC title, you can guarantee he gave it 10 out of 10. And it's on his top 7,000 games of the year list. Because he played all of them, apparently. So that's the Serious Wrath. Everyone look out for that. I'm sure we'll be talking about it in a few weeks once it's out and have pretty much the same thing to say. Next news item, something we covered a few weeks ago, but now it's got a release date and details on the release. Simpsons, the arcade game HD, is out next week on PlayStation Network and Xbox Live Arcade, and it is free to PlayStation Plus members.
Damn it.
I don't know if it's actually coming out for regular PlayStation Network members the same week. Does anyone, MSG, do you know that?
I have no idea.
Big Bob, do you know that?
Know what?
Okay, perfect. Rock, you don't. I'm going to assume it's out to both Plus and regular people the same week, which will lead me to just buy it and not a PlayStation Plus membership. But they're getting clever. They know Simpsons is something that interests me, so they're getting close.
Well, from what I've read, the Xbox 360 will get it first.
Yeah, they're getting it on Friday, because their updates are not always Tuesday or something. But is this enough to make any of you get PlayStation Plus finally, if you don't already have it? Rock, are you now... I know you love Simpsons. Think about it.
No, the problem is that I had PlayStation Plus. I had a three-month thing, and it just expired like a couple weeks ago.
And now you can't play any of your games?
Nothing that was free, like Comic Zone and shit like that.
Comic Zone is so bad.
I love that game when I was 5 years old.
So bad. So bad. So hard, too. What a difficult game.
I know, it's like I couldn't get past the first level, and I'm like, I'm not that bad, am I?
We were all better at games when we were kids. That's basically the whole story. Anyways, Simpsons HD, I'm picking it up day one if I can pay for it. If I have to get a PlayStation Plus membership to pick it up day one, I might just do that. Because this game is going to have a very short ability to play online. People are going to get it all at once, play it online, and within a week and a half, no one will be playing it anymore.
Like
so,
the Turtles game.
Yes, like the Turtles game. So you need to get in quick, people. Play it, because everyone's going to remember that this game is not actually that great, and all their nostalgia is blinding them. Though I do love it, and my nostalgia is blinding me. Go Simpsons, everybody! $10 or free, or Xbox points. Buy it, buy it, buy it. Next news item is something called Syndicate. MSG, you recommended this be on our show this week. You want to talk about Syndicate to the people?
Just a second.
Okay, so MSG is playing something else, and probably Skyrim.
No, there you go.
Oh, what? It's, what? What do you do? What the? Oh god, I have any DLC of the year.
Wait, Microsoft is getting rid of the point system, so they're just going to charge based on monetary values?
Yay! Yeah.
Good, I probably should have just said that since you gave me the reins.
That's not even what I was talking about!
It was when I typed it.
Wow, it takes you a long time to type that.
I asked you about Syndicate, and you tell me that Xbox isn't using a point system anymore. That doesn't... God.
Well, it is now, but it won't be soon.
Rock, can I please start drinking again?
I never said you had to stop.
You told me I was mean to you.
Yeah, I said you were mean to me. I didn't say that you had to stop drinking.
Oh. Oh! Well, I can't be nice to you when I'm drinking, so...
Yeah, but you assume that I'm nice to you back.
I don't really care. You're the one who was getting all bent out of shape and crying about it.
About it?
Okay, so Syndicate, MSG, do you have anything to say about that?
It's another team-based first-person shooter, and it looks neat.
Do you want to give any details about...
That's about all I know. I just thought it was coming out 2 weeks from now.
It's a remake of an old early 90s isometric view game, kind of like a Diablo-style game. But the big hub about this one is that they've pretty much dropped it, like anything resembling the original game. So a lot of people are up in arms about that. And they're saying it's kind of another dumbed-down Call of Duty-type shooter. So
I'm a big fan of that idea. I think they should take old games, remake them, and have nothing to do with the original. Like, they should take the original arcade Donkey Kong and make it a sports game. Think about how much fun that would be. Think about it.
Does that mean I can get Vector Man 3 finally?
Oh, Vector Man. That would be cool. Love for Vector Man 3 to come out. We'll make that a segment. We'll make an entire episode dedicated to getting Sega to make that at some point. But not this week. So MSG put Syndicate on our outline and had one sentence to say about it. That's good. We'll talk about it more once it's actually...
I'm efficient.
You are efficient. That is true. Your two-minute segments usually take less than 2 minutes, even though they're not supposed to. Other news, big news in the world of Sony on a corporate level. Kaz Hirai was recently named president and CEO. Rock, do you think he's going to do a good job and bring Sony to a new level of prosperity and wealth and excellentness?
I don't think that Sony is physically capable of doing that anymore. I think Sony is pretty much in shoot themselves in the foot mode all the time. So I don't care who's in charge now. It seems like they're going to continue making weird decisions.
Do you think he'll finally give us Ridge Racer?
I hope that's what it says, like, outside of his office there, like, CEO, President, Ridge Racer.
Okay. Yes, Big Bob, I stole your joke. So on that note...
You did mine, too. You were going to ask me, and I was going to yell Ridge Racer, and then...
Okay, so
I guess that's what everyone was going to do.
Is that basically everyone's take on that, is Ridge Racer?
Yeah.
That's where Sony is headed?
Yep.
Okay.
We came to play with interesting and valid opinions on video games, such as shouting Ridge Racer.
Hey, and for $599.
I will pay $600 for the next Ridge Racer. I am not afraid to say it.
Are they even good games? I never played them.
They're bare bones. They sell games with like four tracks for full price.
Wasn't it a launch title for PS2 or something?
For Vita.
Way back in the day, like way back.
I don't know.
Okay. Big Bob, I stole your joke, but do you like Kaz Hirai anyways?
Ridge Racer!
I was even paying attention for like the last 2 minutes.
Big Bob, I gotta say, you're giving Cobain and Lox a run for least attentive guest hosts. Though you'll never beat Lox because he wasn't even at his computer.
Well, I'm paying attention, like you said earlier, I just don't care.
Right. Maybe you'll care about this. The Old Republic has sold 2 million copies and, despite reports to the contrary, apparently has 1.7 million active users.
Don't care.
Thank you for that.
Big Bob, thank you for your opinion. MSG, you don't play the Old Republic or even care at all, right?
Yu hates it, so it must be good.
Oh, well, there you go. You heard it from MSG first. Old Republic, game of the century. Rock, you play Old Republic, so you probably have a valid opinion on this. I can't imagine the player base is that active still. 1.7 million seems like a mistake to me, because I've been hearing that 50% have quit already.
Well, the 1.7 million active could be just people who have quit the game but haven't canceled their subscription yet. So they're technically listed as active subscribers.
I have heard there's no cancel subscription button due to that topic somewhere on our...
That was hilarious, because then Silver Cross comes in and goes, it's right here. And then AUU has to admit, oh, I accidentally did something to close my account, but didn't cancel it. Oh, yeah, he forgot his security password, you know, like, you know, what's your aunt's last name or something stupid like that. And he screwed it up so many times that he got his thing locked.
Best security answers you can give, like when they have the question where, and you answer there or here. Great answers to security question. What's your aunt's favorite pasta? Pasta. Bam! That way you never forget, because honestly, if I make a real answer for those things, always forget. I guarantee I will never remember my actual favorite restaurant. If I just write restaurant, though, I mean, come on!
For the longest time, when I was younger.
How are you going to remember that you put restaurant?
Because I'm stupid like that, and my first thought would be to put something stupid.
Mine was everything I put for my security questions for the longest time was Trogdor.
Ooh, that's secure. Because, I mean, if anyone guesses it, they get burninated.
So I'm like,
I would definitely have Trogdor in charge of security.
But I think we were talking about Knights of the Old Republic, but I don't remember.
I was talking about how I saw my friend play it on the weekend. For some reason, he's still playing. And he had said the servers were incredibly empty. But then I see this report that a million bajillion people are playing. So, Rock, I was just kind of looking to see if you could verify whether or not the servers were actually populated.
I think they're exaggerating a little bit here. I don't know by how much. But I actually switched to a more heavy server. And any given planet I was on a server, there's maybe anywhere from 50 to 80 people on a planet. So I don't know how much that translates to, like, per server, how many planets there are.
Is a planet equivalent to a zone in World of Warcraft? Or are planets gigantic in this game?
Planets aren't gigantic. They're usually set up into, like, four or five different transport areas.
Okay.
I don't know, though. They might get bigger later on, because I've restarted and I'm only level 15 again. So I can't really verify personally, just because I'm on a more populated server now and there's a decent population on there. But I don't know. I don't think 1.7 is accurate in terms of that's how many people are playing at any given moment, obviously. But I think... there was a website that showed the activity level, and it was still pretty decent. I think it was around, like, 500,000.
That's a lot less than 1.7 million.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, it says active subscribers, which means anyone that has a subscription, not anyone that's online at any given time.
All right, well, I guess they got to bend the numbers to, you know, their will. Use the force on the numbers and all that.
They sold 2 million copies, so the game's doing decently, at least in terms of selling.
Yeah, but you make your money on MMOs with people playing a monthly subscription forever.
And I think they said they needed 500,000 active subscribers to be profitable, and anything beyond that was golden, so I think they're okay there.
Okay, well, I still don't want to play the game, but the sales numbers are big, and I'm glad you're enjoying it, Rock.
I'm glad to enjoy the games you enjoy, too, like Final Fantasy 13 too.
Yes, it's good when we enjoy games that other people don't enjoy. Like MSG, who enjoys Dark Souls, which apparently isn't going to get a sequel because of the huge game-breaking problems in Dark Souls that I had not heard about until that press release. MSG, do you have any idea what they're talking about when they say the game is, like, horribly glitched?
What happened?
There was a release today, it's on the board somewhere, about the creators of Dark Souls basically apologized for how bad Dark Souls was, and that a sequel may not be happening because of it. Now, I had never heard anything negative about Dark Souls up until this point, but apparently the creators are really disappointed in all the game-breaking glitches that are in it. MSG, I know you played it. Could you tell us about these glitches that no one apparently saw?
Yeah, there were actually some, but Like, they weren't game-breaking glitches. It was just, like, some of their things were not equalized with other things. They had to nerf a bunch of stuff, and then they had a big update that fixed a lot of things.
So
but
that
other
was
than that...
enough to... Because, again, even with that, I never heard about it, and all I had heard was great things about Dark Souls, and the creators are saying that a sequel is in doubt now because of all the negativity they've gotten. I didn't see any, which is odd, because, again, the internet, all you see is negativity.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, so even the guy who played Dark Souls doesn't know. Big Bob, did you play Dark Souls?
Actually, ever since I asked for Dark Souls help a couple of shows ago, I have not played it. It's still sitting on my shelf, along with a couple other unplayed games. But when I played, nothing seemed particularly broken about it.
Okay, so another person who saw nothing wrong with it. I'm thinking maybe the creators are trolling us.
I can see them doing that.
They do seem like they're nerdy enough to troll the internet. Okay, well, since no one has any idea what they're talking about, we'll just skip that. Big announcement for people who like Resident Evil, which would be probably Rock. Resident Evil 6 was announced, and we got some footage of Leon Kennedy being 97 years old. Rock, are you excited?
I've never been into the Resident Evil series.
MSG,
the one thing
are
I
you
noticed...
excited?
I haven't seen the trailer, but I'm pretty excited.
I've seen the trailer. I actually had thoughts. And
okay,
cut me
sorry,
off.
Sorry, Rock. when you lead off with "I've never liked Resident Evil,"
but I wanted to comment on the trailer.
Okay,
that's all we got
okay,
to go on.
Okay, you can comment on the trailer, Rock. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Well, anyways, just watching the trailer, it's like they're trying to do two different types of gameplay. They're trying to do the classic Resident Evil feel, you know, like actual horror survivor with Leon Kennedy. They're showing him in like a train graveyard with all, like, everything's in the dark and he's surrounded by zombies. And then you go to the other character, Redfield, Chris Redfield, and it like switches to like Gears of Resident Evil, where he's like dead sprint, running up behind cover and shooting out of cover and all that stuff. I'm like, you couldn't get like two more different tones from the same game. And it's actually
one
I'm
half
almost...
of the game could be Bubble Bobble. That would be pretty different tone.
Resident Bobble.
Batman.
Yeah, or that.
It's almost like they're trying to please two fan bases at once, and I don't know if it's going to work for them.
Okay, well, those are good opinions for someone who doesn't care about Resident Evil, Rock. Thank you for caring about something you don't care about. MSG.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen the trailer yet, right?
No, I haven't, but I know things about it.
Oh, what do you know? You know things. What do
I
you
just know? What Rock just said.
Excellent.
About the
MSG,
two different
but you're hyped, right? You want to play
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Are you...
I loved Resident Evil 4. I was the one that inducted Resident Evil 4 in our Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. That was
the Hall
you.
Of Chrono Trigger.
The Hall of Chrono
oh,
Trigger.
Yeah, sorry. I desecrated the name of the Hall of Chrono Trigger.
Well, you got you kind of. What, Big Bob?
Hall of Bit Trip Runner?
Bitcho printer?
I don't he put Bitcho printer into the Hall of Fame.
No, Bit Trip Runner.
Oh.
I don't think we put Bit Trip Runner in there either.
Well, I was drunk, so.
I don't remember ever saying anything about Bit Trip Runner.
Man, I want to listen to that episode through the ears of Big Bob. He thought we were talking about Bit Trip Runner. What the hell?
You're talking. He asked me what I put in the Hall of Fame. I said Bit Trip Runner because I thought it was funny.
I don't even remember that, and I was not drinking.
Wow. Big Bob probably thought he said it.
No, I said it. Go back and listen.
Yeah. You know, no, not now. I went back and listened to that episode, and all I heard out of Big Bob after the halfway point was, Batman! Game of the year! Batman should have won! I'm a Batman! Fuck Portal! Batman! And stuff to that of that nature. So Resident Evil 6, Big Bob, do you care at all?
Yes, I do, actually.
Ooh, Big Bob, you can talk for the first time this episode. Go, go, go.
Ooh, Resident Evil 4 is one of my favorite games ever. Resident Evil 5 was a disappointment. Resident Evil 6 looks like it could be interesting. A little bit too Gears of War for my taste, but also different enough from Resident Evil 5 to make me still interested in the series.
Okay, wow.
Breathe.
Second last news item this week, a new Super Mario Bros. Game has been announced for the 3DS, to the shock of no one. It looks like it's going to be a side-scroller, which is good, good, good. I'm happy to hear that. Rock, are you... I mean, you have a 3DS. I think you're the only other one here who has a 3DS. You're going to be picking this up, obviously?
Well, probably. I mean, you can't go wrong with the default Super Mario Brothers style. Although a lot of people complain about the 3DS or the DS Super Mario and the Super Mario Brothers Wii as being too slippery, I think.
Oh, the fuck controls. Them. Fuck them.
That never really bothered me. I mean, I guess.
Fuck them. They're stupid. They're just whiny bitches. Too slippery. Pfft. It's Mario. Get fucking deal with it. If you played Sonic, it's not slippery at all.
So that'll probably be a first day purchase for me.
MSG, is this going to be enough to get you to get a 3DS finally?
The first one wasn't. I don't see any reason why a second one would.
Fair enough. Big Bob, are you going to get a 3DS for this new Mario game?
If I get a 3DS, it's going to be for Pushmo.
Is that a game based on pushing Fulmo or something?
It's a block-pushing game, and it's made by the Intelligent Systems, the Fire Emblem guys, so I'm cool with it.
Oh.
It's gotten stellar reviews.
So, stellar reviews for pushing blocks.
It's a DLC game. Isn't it like $5?
Yeah.
There's DLC on the 3DS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I own a 3DS and don't know.
There was DLC for the DSi.
Go buy Pushmo. Next time, tell us what you think of it.
I don't want to buy it. That sounds like it's terrible. Pushing blocks?
It's amazing. I mean,
it's like
I don't actually
first
know
Tetris.
It.
You're playing as those characters from Kirby's Dream Land.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm playing as something from Kirby. I'll buy this game.
Awesome.
I'll buy it 100 times over. Okay, so that was, new Mario. No one knows anything about it, really, so just wanted to bring it up and make people aware if they weren't. Our last thing, and Rock seems to be... actually, everyone's probably pissed off about this because it's really fucking stupid. Mass Effect 3's DLC was announced, and it's coupled with figurines and costs, like, what was it, $169, Rock?
I think. Each individual figure is $17.99, and you can buy them in packs of four. Those be eight figurines, so you do the math.
Okay, so it's way too much money, anyways. Have they said if you can get the DLC without the figurines yet, or do you have to get the figurines?
Well, the thing they've established so far is that everything's the first off, any DLC that you get is only for the multiplayer. It's not for the single-player content. And it's all randomized, which means if you buy a figurine, there's no guarantee what you'll get. Like, you could get repeats or whatever. See,
what?
It doesn't...
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, it's random.
You can get... So it's like buying a pack of baseball cards.
Yep.
That's
for DLC...
No, so, see, that's the problem. Everyone's so hung up on the fact that there's DLC. That's not the important part. The important part is the figurine. They're just like giving a bonus to people who want to buy a figurine. It's not, they're charging $200 for DLC. No, they're charging $200 for figurines. And if you buy the figurines, here's a little nice bonus from us. I don't get why people get so mad about that.
Wait, so will you be able to get this DLC separately?
They haven't said anything yet.
Is this DLC something that people will want desperately to play?
It's nothing integral to the game.
Do you get trophies or achievement points from it?
No.
Okay, well then no one's going to want this and it's going to flop horribly. I lost all interest then. But that's stupid. That's really, really dumb. If it's
why is it dumb? Explain to me why it's dumb.
Because it shouldn't be random. That's... Why?
Yeah, but the whole point is everyone's looking at this as a requirement. It's a bonus. It's a bonus for buying the figurines. If you want to buy the figurines, they're saying here, you have a little bonus DLC.
What if you want the DLC and you have to buy this figurine and then the DLC you wanted you don't get? So you buy the figurines over and over again. And then you've got six fucking Captain Commander Awesome Shepherd bitch fucking terrible game series figurines sitting around.
You know what the problem is? You're an idiot, then. Because all the stuff... I bet you all it amounts to is different skins for weapons and characters. Oh my god. Such a horrible thing to miss out on. Your Drell will have green skin when it should be gray. Oh my god.
Well, to be fair, my Drell will be non-existent because I won't be playing the game.
It makes you a bad person.
No, it makes me a great person. I am playing Mass Effect 2 because I lost that bet to Yoblazer so many months ago. And I hope someday he'll release me from that bet because I'm never going to finish this game. It is so beyond atrocious. It is easily up there with Ico as far as games Board 8 has recommended to me that sucked donkey ass.
You are the first person that has not liked Mass Effect 2 that I have talked to.
I am a unique individual, what can I say?
Is that what they're using now? Unique?
What was that, Big Bob?
I think Mass Effect 2 is okay. Is that not good enough for you?
Okay is too good for me. I wouldn't give it an okay out of 10. But anyways, so yeah, that's the DLC for Mass Effect. I guess Rock wasn't upset about it. I thought he was. I thought that's why he suggested it, because I was upset at such a large number.
Yeah, everyone's misconstruing the whole thing. They look at, oh my god, I gotta pay $200 for DLC. No, you don't. You're paying $200 for goofy little figurines, and you get bonus DLC to go with it.
Thank you for clarifying that for everyone, Rock. I didn't know until now, so I learned something. The more I know.
You're a learned doctor now.
I am a learned... We came to player. That covers our news for the week. Unless anyone else says anything. Good, you don't. Excellent. What are we playing, Rock? We haven't talked to you since before Christmas. Did you get a big gaming haul? What are you playing now?
Well, right now I'm mainly playing Soul Calibur 5 and a little bit of NBA 2K12 here or there. And, of course, the Old Republic. I've been playing a lot of that, too.
Rock, can I interrupt you for 2 seconds? Big Bob, how does that relate to news? I just want to know where you're going with that.
Well, you guys probably saw my topic about how Mass Effect 3 is going to suck.
Yes, I did see that.
You see, it goes down to this Penny Arcade quote from Tycho years ago. He once said that extra stuff in a game is like ordering a pizza and getting a free walrus with a pizza. Even if the walrus were fantastic, it's not the reason you ordered the pizza. And even if you insist that, no, you don't need a walrus, they're going to say, yeah, we know you don't need the walrus, but we're going to give it to you anyway. It's going to be heavy. It's going to be hard to transport. By the time it gets there, your pizza's going to be, like, you know, room temperature. It's still going to taste okay, but you really wanted some fresh pizza.
That is one of the stupidest analogies I've ever heard.
No. I actually see where Big Bob is going with this one. There's so much extra shit in Mass Effect that all you're getting is a walrus.
That's right.
That actually made perfect sense. Big Bob, you have redeemed yourself with that genius insight, and also because you were bad-mouthing a terrible video game series. Kudos to you. Anyways, Rock, back to what you were playing. Sorry to interrupt.
I had already finished, so you weren't interrupting me.
Oh. Oh, God. Rock knows I wasn't listening to him. Oh, shit. Rock, what were you playing again, so I can ask you about it?
Screw you.
Sorry, Rock. I saw Big Bob's comment about walruses, and it piqued my interest.
That was such a terrible analogy. Why are you thinking that it was something good?
Because Big Bob hasn't said anything all night.
I understood it.
Yeah, see, MSG understood. MSG's a smart guy.
There's a difference between understanding it and having any sort of application whatsoever, which this does not, because you're acting like Mass Effect, or really any game in general that has anything beyond the core gameplay, is like having a walrus with your pizza. Does that actually work for everything? Imagine if you got...
Be nice to Rock. Be nice.
Hey, listen for a second.
Yes, Rock. Yes, sorry. I was just talking to myself.
Would you say that the time travel mechanic was just a walrus?
Wait, what? In what?
Would you say that was a walrus to Chrono Trigger, the time travel mechanic? Oh, that's just additional stuff. You don't need that. All you need is the core combat, and that's all you need.
I don't think that's the comparison Big Bob was making.
He's trying to say that any additional content is just
The time travel is the pepperoni on the pizza. You need that. That's what you want. That's what you came for.
To be fair, a game called Chrono Trigger kind of needs some kind of time element to it. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that Mass Effect doesn't suffer from having too much combat or too much content that it becomes overbearing.
Let's just get like getting a meat lover's pizza. That's what Mass Effect is.
Actually, getting a walrus with Mass Effect might be good because it is massive. Oh, yeah. Anyways, MSG, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot. I actually beat Sonic Generations the other day.
Great game.
Yeah.
Well, it was like 2 weeks ago, but we haven't had a show in 2 weeks, so.
You were having trouble with Silver there, weren't you?
Yeah, I couldn't figure him out, but I got him.
Really?
I kicked
Silver?
His ass. I didn't know to jump from car to car.
Oh, right.
Which is
okay.
Exactly
fair
what
enough,
I
yeah.
told him to do. And then he's
yeah.
like.
And then you were like, oh, that was easy.
That's not what you said. Oh.
Yeah,
what
it
did
was,
you say? It's... To jump from car to car. Oh, well, yeah, that's what I did.
My that game was amazing, by the way. Easily my favorite Sonic, dethroning Sonic 2. I'm not letting nostalgia goggles.
You're one of those ones that thinks Sonic 2 is...
Sonic 2 was my favorite Sonic until Generations.
That's the same with me.
Yes.
So...
But I can't objectively say Generations was worse because it has so much more, and not having to play through the entire game because, I mean, it's just different time releases. Sonic 2's old and can't do the things Generations did. But anyways, great game. My part I hated about it was fucking playing music tennis with Vector.
Oh my god.
God damn, that is the worst minigame I have ever seen.
I'm glad everyone agrees.
The stupid homing attack was never accurate, and I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna homing attack into this box now.
I had just finished the cream one where you have to collect something before her. And was on
the chows.
Yeah, was on chat saying how horrible that was, and all I got was a message from Rock saying just wait for Vector, and I had no idea what the hell he was talking about.
I probably tried that minigame like 8 times, and I was just like, yep, nope, I don't even care. I'm not doing this.
Don't need the S ranking.
Nope.
I finally beat it. I did not get an S ranking. That thing is stupid.
No, I didn't beat it. I just gave up.
That thing is.
I was like, this isn't fun. I'm not going to play something that's not fun.
It definitely wasn't fun, but it was the last challenge I needed to get that trophy. So I was like, whatever, I'll just fucking grudge through this. And you can't beat it unless you're like super aggressive. And if you're super aggressive with how horrible the homing attack is at accuracy, it just doesn't work. So
which
yeah.
Which is weird because in game the homing attack.
Oh yeah,
is fine.
It's just in that mini game that it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But whatever, so yeah. What else have you been playing MSG? But Sonic Generations, great game. Just ignore that one challenge.
I've been trying to start Skyward Sword, but I just can't get myself to play it anymore for some reason.
Where's Joe?
I know, he needs to talk some sense into me.
He'll be on here for the Mass Effect 3 episode. He already booked it.
Alright, cool. So then I bought NHL 12 and have been playing that with friends, and it's pretty awesome. And then I got Civilization 5. On sale, and have been playing that. Those are the two games I'm really playing now.
All right.
Oh, and I'm going back through Mass Effect 2, since you asked.
I didn't ask, actually, about that stupid game.
You're a stupid game.
I would be a whore. No one would play Whiskey Nick the game, let's be honest here.
I'm kind of debating whether, because I'm always a Paragon in all my runs, but I've seen Renegade things and they look so much more fun, so I'm debating going through both Mass Effects again as a Renegade chick bitch.
Well, like I was telling Warning Crazy there, they make save editors for the 360 version. So Ooh. If you don't want to run through Mass Effect 1, you can just go into the save editor and just
I
check off
Mass
everything.
Effect 1, though. I like Mass Effect 1 almost as much as Mass Effect 2.
I think Mass Effect 2 makes Mass Effect 1 like unplayable for me.
I thought so too when I first played it, but then because I just went through Mass Effect 1 over again and it was a lot of fun.
I actually had
more fun replaying the first one than I am the second one. But
that
I
was
can
the
tell
same
the
thing
with a better game.
With Assassin's Creed 2, it's like I can't go back and play 1 now. It's a piece of
I
shit.
I didn't think I could, but I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, maybe I'll try it again someday.
Big Bob, what have you been playing lately?
Well, I put 70 hours into Skyrim.
Only 70.
I got 140 on you.
MSG is tripling you.
All right, well, I've also been playing Saints Row the Third, which is awesome.
I forgot that.
Oh, God, MSG was going on about that for weeks.
I was. That is such a
He would
a
not
great
shut
game.
Up in Board 8 chat about Saints Row 3 and how he needed it.
I was having withdrawals.
We never played online. That's what sucked.
I did.
Okay, but Big Bob's talking about what he's playing. Big Bob, go ahead.
Sorry.
Anyway, I've also been playing Rayman Origins, which is super awesome, and everybody should feel horrible if they have not played it.
Oh.
It's only $20, too.
Yeah, I saw it for Toys R Us for $20, and I got
like
it.
Like, everywhere.
Well, I found it for 30, but I didn't know it was 20. Hmm.
Toys R Us, like almost every other week, is like, well, this game ain't selling. Put it out for 20 again.
Yeah, it's awesome. You should all play it.
I've heard that from other users, so maybe this is something I should check it.
It's got the new Super Mario Bros. Wii 4-player co-op, too.
Oh, fuck that.
Good. E. I didn't like... that was the one thing I didn't like about the Wii one, the new Super Mario Bros., because when I play Mario, I'm a bit of a speedrun monster. I don't take my time going through the levels. I'm going as fast as I can. And if you're playing with people who aren't as good at Mario, my roommates being excellent examples, they're on the left side of the screen getting dragged along because I'm running through the stage, and they're all falling off cliffs and making me die because I can't see when enemies are coming because they're too damn slow.
That's why you tell them to hit that bubble button and just, you know what, just hang back and enjoy the ride.
I was trying to teach them how to play Mario properly. They weren't good at it. Anyways, Big Bob, anything else?
I started Skyward Sword and, fuck Skulltulas.
Okay.
That sounds gross.
No, I think he means, like, they suck.
Oh, okay.
Not actual sex with them, Rock.
Okay, because that, I wouldn't do that with a spider.
I was gonna say, I thought that he was saying, like, that's one of his side projects he's got going when he's playing games.
No, seriously, I hate those guys. That's the first death I've had in Skyward Sword. It's like, ugh. I can't even kill, like, the most basic Zelda enemy. Ugh.
Well, you didn't die to an Octorok.
I haven't found any yet.
Do they even have those anymore? I haven't played Zelda a lot. I didn't play a lot of Twilight Princess.
I think they did in Twilight Princess.
I didn't play a lot of that game.
Tektites. Still got those?
They have Keese, right? Can you kill Keese at least?
Oh, yeah. Keese are the easiest fucking enemies in the entire game.
Okay, well, alright. That's... Anything else, Big Bob, or is that pretty much covering it?
I think that's it.
Alright. I have been playing all sorts of wonderful games. The most wonderful of them being Mass Effect 2. God, I hate this game. Yo, Blazer, please, for the love of God, call off the bet. It's not fair that you got to play the greatest game of all time in Chrono Trigger, and I have to play this thing. This is not an equal deal. I was duped into believing this was fair. Other than that, I've been playing some really good games. I've been playing Final Fantasy 13 2, loving it. I've been playing NHL 11 with friends a bit, loving it. I should get NHL 12 at some point, but whatever. Still playing WWE 12, having good fun with that. I was given Skyrim for Christmas by a friend insistent on me playing it, and I told him to go to hell, so it's sitting on a pile in my room unopened. I don't know why I should play it. I will get around to it once I'm done Mass Effect 2.
But you said you'll never finish that.
That was the joke.
Oh, I get it. I get jokes.
I've also been playing NFL Blitz a lot. Very fun game. Oh, and I picked up Radiant Historia again because I wanted to play it because I needed something to do at work. So,
all right.
Playing
that. Oh, I got shoot, it's too late, I guess. Could I talk about a release that's coming up in 2 weeks, I think?
Is it a good game?
It's probably not for Big Bob because he's the one that wanted to put it into the Hall of Earthbound last time.
Bit Trip Runner?
Tales of the Abyss.
Tales of the Abyss is coming out for the 3DS in 2 weeks.
Oh.
What the hell was that noise?
I think he just had 17 simultaneous deathgasms.
Yeah, but,
is that the one where, like, they compared the loading times to the 360 version and it was, like,
it's a PS2
fifth of it?
Game.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a PS2 game, and yeah, the loading times are way better for the 3DS version.
How would
you
even have loading times on a cartridge?
That's kind of the point.
You can't, like, if there were bad loading times, I'd be kind of questioning what they had done.
Yeah, but the Tales of the Abyss for the PS2 had horrible loading times. Just, even, like, getting into a fight, it's like there was, like, a 5-second delay from when you actually hit the enemy to where finally the screen exploded and you finally went into battle. The reason why I just want to talk about it real quick is because the only reason you want to get the 3DS version is if you've never played the game before, because this one has absolutely no extras on it. It's just a straight up port from the other version. The only thing it has is the 3D, which from what I've heard is not very good.
You mean, and like every game on the 3DS where the 3D is kind of just there but not really that 3D?
It looks good on some games. Like Ocarina of Time, the 3D effect was real cool, and Sonic Generations, it works nice too, even though it doesn't do anything. But being the sucker that I am, I liked Tales of the Abyss for PS2, and I'm probably going to get this one too, just because I like the idea of having it traveling with me when I go to Vegas.
That's a
so
good
I got
that's
something.
A good reason to get a game for a long trip.
Yeah, when I'm heading out to Vegas, I figure I want something to play. So I'll probably end up picking it up on the 14th of this month for Valentine's Day. It's a Valentine's Day gift to myself.
All right, so that covers what everyone's playing. Everyone's playing a lot of stuff, which would be expected after Christmas. Normally, right now, we'd get to know our guest better, but everyone already knows Big Bob. He likes Batman and more Batman. So we're not going to get to know Big Bob. Instead, we're just going to move straight on in to everyone. What? Rock, did we ever get to know you?
I don't know if we did.
Oh my god. Do the people not know Rock? Rock, what's your favorite console?
I think I said earlier was the 360.
Okay. Keep going. I don't remember quickly if it was. Your favorite game?
Favorite game is probably How's Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, I get the feeling we've already done you. Favorite character? Well,
hmm? Oh, shit. That's a tough one. I think I'd have to go between Ezio Auditore or Cloud Strife from Final Fantasy VII.
I think MSG's on the phone with somebody.
Sorry, I'm talking to my friend about Gotham City Imposters because he is in the beta. I figured maybe I'd use that for my 2 minutes.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, we're getting to know Rock better right now.
My bad. I thought I had the mic on top of my head.
You didn't. Okay, so there's your favorite. Your favorite.
I just wanted to do like the cooler questions, like music and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, your favorite. Those are ones we didn't do. I'm pretty sure we've gone over your favorite other stuff previously, but favorite music, Rock. Supersonic Racing.
Everybody, Supersonic Racing.
Actually, my favorite music would probably be Flying Battery Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog or Sonic and Knuckles. If Big Bob can actually sing that, I would be willing to listen.
Alright. Is that it? Is that right? Or was I just singing?
That's closer than I thought it would be.
Alright.
It doesn't actually sound like that, does it?
You've never heard Flying Battery before?
I never played a lot of Sonic and Knuckles. I had a Super Nintendo as a kid, not a Genesis. And every Sonic collection they release, I spend all my time with Sonic 2, usually, and, like, Vector Man and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm not familiar with that. Though now I kind of want to, because that sounded amazing. Okay, so is that your favorite music then, definitely?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, what's your favorite stage slash level slash area from a game?
You're going to be surprised by this answer, but one of the most fun I had on a single level, like combination of whole things, was Mega Man 10 Wily Stage 2. Because not only did it have great music, but I thought it was a really well-designed level for a Mega Man game. And I don't think anyone else would probably think of that.
That's your favorite stage ever?
I think it's definitely a very memorable stage. I'm trying to think of anything else that I enjoyed more.
You didn't enjoy, like, say, Rome in Assassin's Creed?
That's hell no, we had that discussion.
It's an area.
The only other thing I can think of is probably Sonic Generations Chemical Plant Zone Modern.
Oh yes, great choice.
But the problem is I spent so much time speed running, trying to do a sub 150 run on it, that I started to resent it. So it kind of fell off the list after a while. I'm like, oh, I can't do this anymore. I hear the same first 10 seconds of the song every time.
I guess I can't really pick on you for picking a Mega Man stage anyways, because I'm pretty sure I picked a Bubble Bobble stage. The one with no floor, by the way. Excellent stage in Bubble Bobble. Oh, Rock, the last part of getting to know you. Games you recommend.
I'm trying to think of something obscure that not a lot of people have played. I'd like to say Vector Man, but everyone on here also wants Vector Man, so...
Everyone loves Vector Man. I'm going to recommend it right now. Go go play Vector Man.
Yeah, play Vector Man, damn it, so we can get a sequel.
Actually, don't just play it. Buy it. Sega needs more money to make a new one.
Yeah. Go write a letter to your congressman demanding Vector Man.
Send letters to Warning Crazy.
Yes. Warning. No, I said congressman, not, you know.
Oh, not loser?
Their... Yeah. Oh, shit. Why can't I think of something? I got it. I'm going to have to recommend Tales of Vesperia. Not sure how many people have actually played it, but I would rate it as the best JRPG of this generation. And
Persona!
What a... Persona is this weird game where it's like I get too bored to continue playing it because there's all this stupid high school crap.
Persona 3 sucked. Persona 4 was awesome.
I have never heard someone say one Persona was bad and one was good. Either they hate all of them or they love them. MSG, how can you have such a unique view?
The characters in Persona 3 were boring to me.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the whole situation interested me more in Persona 4.
Right.
And Persona, a game like that really depends on his characters.
Persona 3's also got the randomized dungeons compared
to
Persona 4.
And you can't control your teammates. That sucks,
portable,
too.
You can in Portable.
Well,
so.
3,
yeah, I don't have PSP.
Portable. That fixes a lot of the problems. I haven't played it, but supposedly it's better than vanilla Persona 3.
Sounds like I would. Sorry, I'm trying to...
Is he a ghost now? He's fading. I can't remember
him.
What's
fading.
Going on?
He's talking to someone else.
Damn it! I didn't get my mic high enough again.
Okay. Thank you for letting us know you better, Rock. It's been a pleasure getting to know you in a more intimate way, and everyone should be happier for it.
Hooray!
You can just feel the user of the year votes flowing in.
I got people who are calling me what? Topic that is a homophobic, racist, poor person.
Yeah, that's basically what you are. That's... Okay, so what better segue to lead into the greatest segment of the We Came to Play broadcast? It is Your 2 Minutes, where everyone gets to give their 2 minutes of whatever the hell they want to talk about, and if they go under 2 minutes, I will break their knees. And if they go over two minutes, they're probably me. Who do we want to start with this week? I always start with Rock, and I feel bad about putting him on the spot. I'm going to start with Big Bob. Big Bob, you're going to give 2 minutes of Big Bobness. Go.
Well, I've already talked about video games plenty, so I'm going to talk about Netflix instead. I watched a movie with my friends on Netflix tonight called Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. It is a... horror/comedy movie about a group of college students who are going for a vacation in the woods, and there are these two hillbillies, and they just look like they're up to no good, except the hillbillies are actually the good guys and the kids are just a bunch of pretentious assholes. And it's funny, it turns every single horror trope on its head, and I seriously can't recommend it. I almost never watch horror movies, but I love this one. That's all I have to say. Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
All right. Thank you for that, Big Bub. I will be sure to look out for that movie, and I'm sure all our listeners are downloading it as we speak, or Netflixing it as we speak, or something. Who's ready? Who's ready? Is it MSG or Rock? MSG, your 2 minutes go.
I did get some more details about Gotham City Imposters. There are different classes, like he's playing as one that is like a normal shooter guy. He said it has Call of Duty-like controls, which is kind of odd, but there are different classes. There's a heavy that punches things, and then he has like a grapple hook. There's a little girl that resembles Harley Quinn with roller skates, and that's the game's scout-like character. The medic is a guy that runs around with a megaphone and he shouts like encouraging words at his teammates, and that's how he heals them. That's about it. Vote for your favorite podcast members and user of the year.
An excellent, excellent closing statement there.
Mm-hmm.
Rock, do you have 2 minutes ready for us?
I do have 2 minutes, but would you be willing to help me out here a bit too?
I think I can do that.
I have a feeling Simpsons are coming.
No, actually, it isn't about Simpsons, but it is something that interests Whiskey Nick because he was...
God, oh my god, is it about booze? Is it about booze? Are you going to transfer booze through my computer somehow?
Through the interwebs?
Through my disk drive. It's going to start shooting booze out of it.
You're just going to start downloading.
Oh booze. Man, I could use a tab right now.
Oh, no time for that. The computer's starting.
I don't see any key.
Where's the any key? You but anyways, bird, you betrayed me!
Why? Give me a why.
Give me an... Hey!
I just tripled my productivity.
Hey, Mrs. doesn't find me sexually attractive anymore. I just tripled my productivity. Okay, Rock, I hope your two-minute segment is starting sometime soon. It
actually, see, the reason why I wanted you involved because you remember how I asked you how interested you would be in Board 8 Championship Wrestling? That I did the sign-up talk?
I do remember that.
I'm going to ask you now, and I'm kind of asking the people that signed up. I'm going to ask in topic. But you know how there's creative storyline mode where you, like, create, like, you know, people talking in the ring or whatever? You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they have creative storyline in WWE 12.
What I'm wondering is, do we want to do, when I start recording, do we want to record just matches and then have people talk crap in the topic? Or... do we want people to actually send me, you know, their promos and their ideas in there? And I'll actually put them into the game.
I think that answer should be obvious.
That depends.
The reason why I'm asking you, because then a lot of the video that you'll be recording over, like when you do the voiceover and, you know, you do the commentary and everything.
I wouldn't need to do voiceovers for the promo.
No, I don't mean voiceover the characters, but you'd be doing commentary for the stuff, right?
Yeah, but you don't do commentary during a promo.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. That's what I'm wondering, because it'll look kind of boring, because it'll just be like, read the text while you sit there silently.
I mean, you could get people to... I could voice act that part. I'm all for doing that. The problem is with that, with storyline creator, you're set what you're doing, right? Like, there's no deviation from it once you make the storyline. So if you want people to have creative control over it, it may be difficult to get people to, you know, agree to lose a feud, perhaps, or whatever.
Well, but remember that the matches themselves are just going to be actual, you know, put two guys in there and see who wins.
Yeah, but the the storylines progressed how they're written. Like, unless you want to be writing new storylines all the time, like, this is a huge time sink is what I'm saying, basically.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
If you have
that's
the
why
time
I thought...
to do it, I would say go for it, but I'm just going to tell you now, I tried making stories, and if you want them to be good, and if you're going to let people write their own promos and stuff, you may be working a lot.
Yeah, see, yes. What I was thinking is that kind of happy medium would be to do just the matches, but then let people talk trash in between there.
I would say run it more like, I hate to promote UCA because it's degenerated into a circle jerk on Boko, but just let people shit talk in the topic.
Yeah, that would be the thing. And then I'd follow them in terms of, you know, if this guy is shit talking this guy, then I would say, okay, I got to put them in a match against each other or put them in like
hey,
a
Rock,
tag.
2 minutes are up. They were up a little while ago. The basic point of that to everyone was give feedback on Board 8 Championship Wrestling. That's what it is, right? Championship?
Yep.
Okay, Championship Wrestling.
Because there was already Board 8 WF, yep. And I'm like...
Rock wants to know how in-depth you want it to be, and I would love for it to be as much in-depth as possible, but I don't know that that's realistic time-wise. But we'll see what other people have to say about it, so... let Rock know in the topic. Just give a quick answer or write a big, long, detailed paragraph if you want. Or, you know, listen to the show. That would be pretty great. You know,
no, and not
a lot of people respond to our topic usually or even make it to this part of the show. So I can say anything and no one even hears it.
Boobs, 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 boobs.
Oh, no. We don't want to talk about boobs. That'll get way too many listeners. Oh, my 2 minutes. Guys, you're going to love my 2 minute segments for this season. Now, as you may have noticed, I've been very polite to Rock. during the entire episode, I have been writing down everything Rock did to piss me off. And I'm going to save that up for the 2 minute segment each and every week and then just scream at Rock for 2 minutes.
I'll just mute this then.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I'm not actually going to do that. I thought about it. I thought about it, but I... No, I mean, I don't want to... Putting my rage towards Rock in one two-minute segment too much. Instead...
You can direct all your rage towards me.
Hello.
Hello.
MSG, you know what? You just need to leave.
Where did he go? MSG? Okay, MSG died. That's...
He hit the mute button on his thing.
He'll be back. No, he didn't. There's a problem with the call. He lost it or something. I don't know. He'll be back. Anyways, so my actual two-minute segment, I'm going to talk about everyone's favorite thing happening on the board right now. User of the Year. No, rock. Let's not jump to conclusions about what I'm going to say. I would like to tell everyone listening... to vote for Rock. I want people to +3 Rock in my division over me. Please vote for Rock. He deserves much more User of the Year credit than he might get. I don't know yet. So vote for Rock and vote for Luster, because he has been an excellent pupil in the Brojo. I recommend everyone look at the Brojo topic on the board. Just search Bro or Luster. Luster recently posted his power rankings for User of the Year and reasons he will beat all of those users. So many good laughs. Luster has been easily the highlight of my year because he puts up with everything I tell him to do in the Brojo. No, Big Bob, they definitely wouldn't. People who listen to this podcast hate us. But yes, they should vote for us. They should vote for Rock, though, and MSG. Because they're both on my fantasy team.
I knew it. I knew it. From
I
the
knew that was coming too.
Oh yes, my fantasy team. I did accidentally pimp MSG, Rock, and Luster all on my team.
He also put ERTYU on your team, and that didn't work out so hot.
What are you talking about? He made it out of round one. That's all I expected out of him.
I thought he lost in round one.
No, he made it out. He's against Sir Chris in round two.
Yep, it's a rematch from last year.
And he's gonna win this time. Maybe.
He's got no, because you got to set up your match.
I know, I can't have Virtue beating Sir Chris, because I need to beat Sir Chris, which is another thing I need to talk about in my 14-minute segment. Sir Chris, I'm coming for you. I am going to fucking destroy you. You aren't even going to exist once I am done with you. There will be no mention of Sir or Chris after this, unless Luster is calling me Sir. And he does. Because
I suggest
the best people ever.
You start cutting Ultimate Warrior style promos on Sir Chris.
Rock, you have no idea what I have planned. Oh, also, I need to call out the mods for modding True Ultimaterializer X. Apparently accusing CGC SB Allen and Ulti for being responsible for 9/11 was in some way offensive.
Really?
I don't know who modded this, because Ulti laughed. He thought there was nothing wrong with it. He thought it made perfect sense. Only someone as important as him could be at the center of it. So clearly CJ or Alan has a problem with this, or I'm sorry if someone on the boards had a family member who died in 9/11 and I offended them that way. That's the only way I could see that being a legitimate offense. But no, that story was going great, and my creative integrity was compromised. Or sorry, the true story was compromised by people not allowing me to write what happened. And thus Chapter 4 occurred, which was a lovely picnic. And mod approved. I don't think I have anything else to bitch about. I'm just going to keep...
Who?
MSG. Mr. Smart Guy? His,
let's have a moment here.
His Skype crashed. Big Bob, you're now promoted to Mr. Smart Guy.
What?
Okay, you're demoted back. MSG!
Surprise! Yeah.
We're signing off now. I'm just saying my goodbyes to everybody.
Bye, everyone. Vote for me.
Yes. That's... MSG, thank you for interrupting me. MSG, thank you for being on this week.
You're welcome.
And you can remind everyone to vote for you.
That would be nice.
Yes. Okay, so everyone vote for MSG. Big Bob, thank you for guest hosting this week. It's always a pleasure, even though you were a huge douchebag.
Oh, you love me for it.
Everyone vote Big Bob in User of the Year. Big Bob, are you even in User of the Year?
I don't know.
Okay, Big Bob's probably not in User of the Year. But
vote for him anyways.
If he is, vote for him, because he's Big Bob, and he is a big deal. Rock, thank you for being on here. I appreciate everything you do for We Came to Play. You're a tribute to the human race. I A tribute. Yes. What did I mean to say?
A monument?
Yes! Rock, you are a monument to humanity. Truly, we are better for having you here.
Wait, no, that ain't right either. I don't know what you meant.
A shining beacon.
Shining example of what humanity should be.
It's like the moon landing.
Rock, you're better than the moon landing.
Yeah, because I'm not fake.
Oh, let's not get into that right now. Rock, you're better than... Thank you to me for hosting. God, it was hard to get these guys together. I gotta say, Rock has a busy and excellent social life with many bitches and many parties, and his dad is a fucking killer bro. So it was hard to get Rock on here. MSG is fucking busy with the bitches and the fucking mega bitches.
And... what?
And Big Bob was on Skype. That's why he's here. So...
Hey, I exist.
Episode 15, first episode of Season 3 of We Came to Play, is done, everybody. Always remember to be excellent like The Rock, smart like Smart Guy, and Big Bob. I mean, be Big Bob.
Be Big.
Bob.
Hey, I'm not a lumberjack or a fur trader, and I don't live in an igloo or eat blubber or own a dog sled, and I don't know Jimmy, Sally, or Susie from Canada, although I'm certain they're really, really nice. I have a prime minister, not a president. I speak English and French, not American, and I pronounce it about, not a boot. I can proudly sew my country's flag on my backpack. I believe in peacekeeping, not policing. Diversity, not assimilation, and that the beaver is a truly proud and noble animal. A toque is a hat, a Chesterfield is a coat, and it ain't pronounced Zed, not Z-Zed. Canada is the second largest landmass, the first nation of hockey, and the best part of North America. My name is Joe, and I am Canadian.
Thank you.
So whatever we say now, it isn't going to be in the podcast.
I don't have to just cut off the end, Big Bob. I can edit out the blank parts in the middle there. So anything you say, canon, will be used against you.
I
am not a man.